News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Four men are being held by New Jersey authorities for the shooting death of a Hoboken lawyer during a carjacking last Sunday. Utah is requesting an emergency stay on a judge's ruling that the state's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The state's acting attorney general is asking for the stay pending the filing of an appeal. Two Rhode Island residents are filing a nationwide class action lawsuit against Target over the retailer's massive data breach. Astronauts are beginning a series of spacewalks today to fix an ailing cooling pump on the International Space Station. An early morning drug raid led to two arrests in Wisconsin Rapids on Friday. Police say the officers serving the warrant seized about $1,000 worth of heroin from the residents in the 100 block of 15th Avenue South. A 29-year-old man and 31-year-old woman are in jail. Four children between the ages of 3 and 9 were at home at the time of the arrests. A man is in jail in Kronenwetter after a vehicle theft. The 21-year-old accused of taking a van from the driveway of a home Friday morning. Police located the vehicle and arrested the suspect. He's believed to be tied to other crimes in the area. A Marshfield woman is hospitalized after her car collided with a train early Friday night. Police Sergeant Dennis Keffer says the 58-year-old was alone in the car that was struck by a westbound train next to the intersection of North Maple Avenue and East Veterans Parkway. The crash tied up traffic for a couple of hours as the train blocked North Vine Avenue and North Central Avenue. Marshfield police are investigating. Six communities received grants from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to help prepare idle industrial sites for redevelopment. Wausau and Port Edwards were two of them. Port Edwards officials plan to use the money to help pay for remediation and site work at the former Domtar paper mill. In Wausau, Finance Director Marianne Grote says it's earmarked for a long vacant downtown property.
Mainly it's to help us improve the riverfront on the property that we purchased north of Scott Street.
The property is between the Dudley Tower and the Eye Clinic of Wisconsin on the east side of the river. The grant process was very competitive, and Grote believes Wausau's other progress on the site helped to make it one of the WEDC's grant winners.
I think that was one of the reasons why we ranked as high as we did, is because we are in the midst of the site prep and remediation right now, and we've assembled quite a few other grants to help us. So we'll start right away this spring.
A new Facebook video appears to show Green Bay police officers allegedly punching and kicking two men to the pavement. The attorney of 21-year-old Nene Cloud posted the video, saying the whole community can see it firsthand without spin on it. Cloud and another man were arrested, and charged on November 6th with resisting arrest and possession of a marijuana pipe. A spokesperson for the police department says they cannot comment on the video because it's a pending criminal case, but they say officers did act within policy and procedure. The brother of Julie Jensen, a Wisconsin woman killed 15 years ago, says he is shocked that a judge overturned the case against her husband, Mark. He was accused of killing his wife in 1998 with antifreeze. A judge overturned his 2008 conviction, saying a letter written by the victim to a neighbor about suspicions of her husband were insufficient. Paul Griffin, the victim's brother, says he's certain Jensen would be convicted a second time with other evidence. It's a Christmas gift many people might be hoping for, gas prices dropping below the $3 a gallon mark. Andrew Beckett has more.
The current statewide average for a gallon of regular unleaded fuel is about $3.09. 10 cents less than it was a year ago and down 5 cents in the past month. Pam Moen with AAA Wisconsin is holding out hope that it will continue to drop as we get closer to the end of 2013.
In the last 2 or 3 years, we've actually seen the lowest gas prices of the year occur just before Christmas and during that holiday season. So I've got my fingers crossed.
Moen says the conditions are right, with supplies plentiful and demand relatively low. The last time prices fell below $3 a gallon was just before Christmas in 2010. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Six of Wisconsin's members of Congress are urging the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary to extend a current form of insurance to help America's most vulnerable group of people affected by the new health care law. It's called the Health Insurance Risk Sharing Plan, or HIRPS. Six Democrats and Republicans from Wisconsin are urging Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to extend the federal program through March 31st of next year. In Wisconsin, Governor Walker signed legislation yesterday to extend coverage for Wisconsinites now on the HIRPS, but critics of that legislation say another group of low-income people still get no coverage for 3 months. Sean Duffy, Paul Ryan, Ron Kind, Jim Sensenbrenner, Tom Petri, and Reed Ribble all signed the letter. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.